Patricia, can you tell me what's going on at the site right now?
There are a few things happening simultaneously. The firefighters and police officers are having their morning briefing that's off to the side here. Straight ahead is the wreckage, and there is a search and rescue ambulance moving in with the red lights flashing at the moment. Firefighters have just moved back the Union Pacific locomotive to clear the area around the first Metrolink passenger car. They're still considering it a rescue and recovery mission, Carrie, but now the emphasis is on body recovery.
And they expect to perhaps find more victims in that wreckage, so that's why the situation is going on slowly. But we have 135 victims that were hospitalized. Dozens of them are in critical condition. The NTSB, this is a big, big crash, probably one of Metrolink's worst in its history, if not the worst. What is the National Transportation Safety Board doing at this point?
Well, they have one investigator on the scene at the moment. Now, eventually they will take it over once the fire department and firefighters have done all they can to make sure that everybody, every person has been removed. We understand that there are investigators coming from Washington, D.C., from Florida, from L.A., and from Chicago. 13 people in all will be a part of that team. Once the fire department hands it over to NTSB, this wreckage will be in place for maybe a week, if not more, while NTSB executes their investigation. Now, the other point to that, Carrie, is that this is about 100 yards away, as I said, from Chatsworth Hills Academy, which is an elementary school here. Luckily, on one hand, that it is an elementary school because teachers will be better able to control the kids. But, you know, this looming wreckage just a stone's throw away from this elementary school campus, it's sort of eerie.
Eerie indeed, and we'll have more from the scene of yesterday afternoon's crash between a Metrolink and Union Pacific train.